Welcome to this edition of Thought Leaders, where we bring you candid conversations with the people whose research and writings are guiding the buyers and suppliers of IT solutions. I'm Jim Leach. Today we are pleased to welcome Rona Shushat, Research Director for Telecommunication Transformation Strategy at top industry analyst firm IDC. Rona conducts research in the evolution and rollout of next-generation services using the Internet Protocol, or IP, as well as managed network services, web hosting, utility and on-demand computing, virtualized services, intelligent content delivery networks, service portals, and application-aware networking. That's quite a list, Rona. You must be pretty busy.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Jim. It is a really fast-moving market. I am covering a lot of areas, but there's a lot of new innovation, and we'll talk about that.
Well, we're so pleased to have you. Thanks for joining us here on Thought Leaders. The first question I have is, you bring really a unique perspective to our audience in that you study the strategic impact of both telecommunications and web hosting. So let's start with telecommunications. 10 years ago, at the height of the dot-com boom, corporate networks were the rage. Venture money was pouring into dot-com startups to develop new IP gear, and billions of dollars were being spent to build out global networks. But today, corporate networking seems kind of boring. Other than voice over IP, is there anything interesting going on in corporate networking?
Yes, actually, there's a lot more going on than at first may be obvious. What comes to mind for me are areas like deep packet inspection, the use of web optimization techniques, even the use of web-based portals to administer internal networks. For example, deep packet inspection is a technology that's helping IT managers better understand how applications are using their network, helping them to set policies for controlling the utilization of IP bandwidth, really with the goal of helping them to better control costs. Another innovation that I thought of is really the use of application acceleration products to enhance the performance of highly dynamic, transaction-oriented websites. I think what we're really seeing is there's a lot of new or refined optimization techniques being combined to help companies improve application performance, bringing together functionality like load balancing, caching, compression, route optimization. If you look at portals, I'd say more and more reporting and network control functions are being developed with portal-type functionality. And this is really an improvement over what I'd call previous separate control systems that often necessitated companies to support large development staff that had expertise in different languages. So I could go on and on, Jim, but I think I'm going to stop there. There really are a lot of interesting developments in corporate networking.
It seems like, Rona, a common thread across those different initiatives in the networking space is a focus on the application and what applications need to run effectively. And yet, those of us in the IT solution space, I think we tend to look at IT in discrete parts, whether it's hosting or networks, servers or software. If CIOs are really looking for integrated IT solutions for their applications that cut across these silos, is there an opportunity for telecommunications and hosting to come together to bring value for an IT department? Or is it really better for an IT department to continue buying these pieces individually?
Jim, I think there's a far more advantage for corporations to look at bundling a combination of elements to lower their overall total cost of ownership. And when I say elements, I'm referring to potentially outsourcing a combination of server hardware, IP bandwidth, storage, software, security, and even systems monitoring into a single bundle. As we look out at the different market segments, it's really expected that small to mid-sized companies are really going to have a hard time keeping up with and absorbing the in-house costs and expertise that they will need to support the growing complexity of their networked applications. From a large enterprise perspective, we believe that they can also benefit from advanced outsourced solutions that take advantage of functionality like automated virtualization, utility computing, and what I'll refer to as performance application engineering. These different elements help a company to consolidate their server resources, but also enable them to scale. The whole concept of virtualization and utility computing for dynamic allocation of resources will enable companies to scale their applications while keeping their costs under control, which is really a critical element that CIOs and CFOs will continue to watch as applications grow and become more complex over time.
I think virtualization and utility computing, for some of us, they sound just like another buzzword in IT. And for those of us who have been around the IT block a few times, I think we're all a little bit jaded, and some of us are even a bit cynical. Can you help us understand what virtualization and utility computing are and what the real value is that those concepts can deliver to a corporate IT department?
First of all, there's really a lot of media play around virtualization and utility computing. There's a lot of different interpretations, but there is what I would say a real functionality to these concepts, which is being provided in solutions by a number of large providers such as yourself. Simply put, a virtualization is the ability to take a single resource and make it appear as more than one, so that each instance can serve a separate application. For example, virtualization helps to partition servers, storage, or even network interfaces. And this, in turn, allows for the dynamic allocation of fixed resources. When you think of utility computing, it's very similar to the way you pay for electricity that you use over, let's say, the power line to your house. You only pay for what you consume over that power line. And in today's hosting world, this concept has been enhanced, I would say, to include not only metered usage costs, but the dynamic allocation of additional resources as they're needed. And those resources might include things like processing power, storage, or bandwidth. So the point here is that virtualization and on-demand computing can minimize the total cost of ownership for an enterprise way beyond what they could achieve with a fixed resource model. You know, we're seeing savings in anywhere from 25 to 40% enterprises say when they compare a virtualization strategy versus a dedicated model. So companies can really minimize their overall capital expenditure outlay. They don't need to buy extra servers, for example, for those unusual peak periods. And they can continue to scale and grow their applications and adjust up or down depending on how their growth moves ahead.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about web hosting then. That's another key area of your research. And it appears that both supply and demand for web hosting are working to drive prices up in this area. There's a demand for high-quality data center space with the right kind of power and cooling and security, and the supply seems a little bit constrained. Can you talk to us a little bit about what's driving this demand, and do you think it's going to increase?
With the wholesale migration of traditional applications to web-oriented architectures, we're really seeing tremendous growth in the need for web-hosted applications. It's really leading to what I'd call a resurgence in the need for web support systems. And in addition to this migration of existing applications, I'd say that enterprises are really bringing online a wide range of new e-business functions tied to marketing, sales, and transaction type services. There's really no limit for the types of applications that are evolving for e-business. And to share some stats with you, IDC's 2006 research shows that approximately 50% of all companies are now outsourcing all or part of their website operations to an external service provider. And this is up from about 44% compared to 2004. And we really expect this demand to keep growing. Our latest web hosting forecast, for example, shows that the U.S. market for outsourced hosting services is predicted to grow from just under about $7 billion in 2005 to $14.5 billion in 2010. So we're definitely projecting significant growth in this area.
So if demand is going to continue to grow for web hosting, you're actually a trusted advisor to a number of corporate IT departments. How are you advising them to evaluate web hosting providers?
Clearly, with so many options on the table today, it can very well be confusing to a corporate IT department. There's multiple types of web hosting providers out there. There's telecom carriers, there's IT outsourcing firms like IBM or EDS, there's specialized managed web hosting companies that are more of a pure play, like a Rackspace, for example. And then, of course, there's the mass market hosters like GoDaddy or Yahoo. But as an enterprise customer, I think it's really important they need to assess whether the hoster can provide the scalability needed to support their anticipated application growth and complexity. And scalability isn't just about providing data center capacity and processing power. It may require the use of virtualization services or on-demand utility to achieve the economies of scale that are going to make the difference for that enterprise in terms of really lowering its total cost of ownership in an outsourced model. The enterprise also needs to evaluate the provider's capabilities in terms of prepackaged solutions, levels of customization available. Last but not least, I'd say they need to consider the training and availability of support staff at that web hoster. What kinds of certification does the staff have? Availability of SLAs? What are the penalties for non-compliance? There's really a whole due diligence process that an enterprise needs to go through to ensure that they're selecting a qualified web hosting provider.
Well, Rona, this has been a great conversation. We've gotten a chance to talk with you about telecommunications and networking and web hosting. Let's put on your forecaster hat for the last question and give you the opportunity to look out 5 years. What recommendations would you give to web hosting companies and corporate IT departments?
It's going to be really important for companies to be able to dynamically scale their applications under increased usage and load and only pay for what they use. I think cost is still going to be a critical consideration for IT organizations. So in response to that, I think it's going to be really important for hosting companies to be able to offer very granular utility computing service models that can support very cost-efficient solutions to help companies to be able to scale, outsource more complex applications, and in the same breath, really keep their costs under control.
Well, thanks again, Rona Shushat, Research Director at IDC, and thanks to our listeners for joining us for this edition of Thought Leaders.